My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moda Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're like all of a sudden running it back to, yeah, but she didn't pick me, bro. She didn't pick me. Be a man, Casey, and shut up. Be a man and shut up. Since when is it women's jobs to pick men? If you really think about it. Okay, the egg does not chase the sperm. Grow up.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. We are live from my balcony. Little change of view here. It's a gorgeous summer day. Why not? The question is, why not? Today, I want to do something a little different. We're going to dive into pop culture because sometimes reality TV is actually one of the best places to study human behavior. So today, we're going to be talking about Love Island, specifically KC and Anaya, because their relationship has sparked so many conversations online. But this is not going to be about gossip. It's going to be us exploring relationship dynamics, emotional intelligence, attachment styles, and what we can actually learn from watching people date in real time. So for those of you that don't know what Love Island is, I just discovered Love Island last year. It is definitely a show that, to be honest, can have a lot of sort of behaviors that can be a little over the top. You know, I'll fast forward a little bit because sometimes it is a bit much, to be honest. But nonetheless, it's a show where people come to an island, specifically the island of Fiji, and they are there to explore different connections to ultimately see if they find the person that they love. In the midst of doing that, they are going to be tested with bombshells, which are new people that come into the villa that are supposed to kind of test those other couples and relationships to see if that is a connection that they also want to explore and ultimately end their other connection, or sometimes they will explore the connection with the bombshell only to go back to their normal couple and decide that they want to remain in their normal couple. I hope I've articulated that well enough for you guys to understand. With that being said, we have to talk about why people choose to pick sides. People are picking sides because, well, we naturally project our own dating experiences. This is myself included. If you've dated KC, you're definitely going to defend Anaya. If you've dated Anaya, then you may empathize with KC. Reality TV just becomes a mirror, essentially. Okay? So we're going to be breaking down their behaviors rather than their personalities, because at the end of the day, listen, we all have our opinions and all the different things. And yes, I am okay with sharing mine, but I always want it to be, to the best of my ability, constructive. I don't want it to ever come across like I'm trying to just really dog someone out. I never want to do that. So one of my favorite things about Love Island specifically is not really just the drama, but it's really the front row seat to learning about human psychology. If you think about it, right? We are literally watching strangers navigate attraction, rejection, jealousy, insecurity, communication, conflict, and vulnerability in real time. And that's very fascinating, right? So whether you love them or hate them, or you're somewhere in the middle, I think that there's a lot that we can learn from the relationships from just watching them. Because contrary to popular opinion, sometimes reality TV is not only exposing the contestants, it's actually exposing us, what we defend, who we judge, who reminds us of our ex, who reminds us of ourselves. Let's get into it. So can I ask you a question? Why do people become so emotionally invested in TV couples? Like, people are literally fighting in comment sections over people that they've never met. And I don't think it's because we care that much about the contestants. I think it's because they represent our own experiences. Like I said, if KC reminds you of someone who broke your heart, you're probably going to project that onto him. If Anaya reminds you of yourself, you're going to defend her. Because we don't typically tend to watch reality TV objectively. We watch it through our own wounds a lot of the time. And that's why two people can watch the exact same interaction and come away with completely different opinions. You know, one person may have what... Let's actually back up really quickly and talk about the context. And for those of you that haven't seen the show, this is going to be a little bit of a spoiler. So if we backtrack all the way to the beginning, Casey and Anaya technically did not pick each other. They ended up together by default. I will be honest with you, I was surprised in discovering that Anaya ended up liking Casey. One thing that stood out to me was... I feel like Casey would always make comments about, you know, you're a queen, you grew up from a good family. Like, he was pouring into her, like he said. But the reason that stuck out to me is because it almost felt to me, which I do agree in my personal opinion in hindsight, that Casey feels like he's very different from Anaya and he just doesn't understand that. So it almost felt like he was trying to be what he thought that she deserved or wanted, but he was never able to really figure it out. Which is why he would experience feeling like he was too playful or too nonchalant. He just couldn't really grasp what it was that she actually really wanted. So with that being said, I feel like that was the conflict right within itself. At the end of the day, the mask has to fall off eventually. And we a lot of the times tend to choose familiarity at the end of the day. So when Titi, you a little girl, comes into the villa from Casa Amor, right? Also, Casa Amor is a bunch of new men and women that are there to challenge the couples while you spend a couple of days apart to test that connection as well. So Titi came in and he connected with her. To be honest, no tea and no shade, I'm not shocked at their connection. I'm not shocked that Casey feels naturally closer. To prove my point, and that this is not just in my head, if you remember his speech when he came back from Casa after Anaya picked him and felt very embarrassed by the whole situation, he said that Titi reminds him of his family, his sister, his mother. That proved my point. That was all I needed to see. I was like, wow, I really do this, because the fact that I already claimed that comment once again came back into my mind, where I remembered that Casey kept saying, you know, you come from a good family, because Anaya, very well spoken, Anaya said that her father was like in the NBA or something like that. I don't know when or what her father's name is, but it's obvious that, you know, Anaya grew up in a, you know, more of a different upbringing than, let's say, Casey did. That's just the truth, right? Like, we're just calling a spade a spade. So with that being said, I think he tried, but ultimately we saw that was really not his type of vibe anyway. And she should know that he's not really what she wants. And that's why I was very happy that Melanie made that comment and said, like, you know the type of girl you are. Like, you know that man's not technically for you anyway. Like, you know the type of woman you are. That's just the truth. So one thing that I notice is how differently that they process conflict, right? Some people, they need to talk immediately. Others need space. Some people become emotional and others shut down. But where relationships begin to suffer is when we expect someone to communicate like we do. I know I definitely am this way myself, because I like to attack things head on. I might need a little bit of time to think about it, very rare, but by time, I mean, give me an hour or so or whatever, maybe max like a day, and that's dragging it for me. But you don't need to give me a week to process something. Like, hello, it is what it is. Let's get to the conclusion here. I don't need to take forever, because otherwise I feel like, okay, this is pointless. You know, somebody has to decide something. Now, one thing that I always tell women in general is communication is not just talking, right? It is making the other person feel understood. And there's a huge difference there, because you can't technically answer someone's question without ever addressing their emotional need. And that's why so many couples miss each other. So in their dynamic with Casey and Anaya, like I said in the beginning, he was trying to be what he thought that she deserved by pouring into her. Oh yeah, yeah. And now that I think about it, I'm just gonna say, like, I think the boy has a heart, but he's definitely immature in the sense where, like Corbin, Just because you found something that you wanted doesn't mean that you should go about it in a disrespectful way. He could have gone about it in a different way, okay? He could have came back from CASA and said, you know what? I actually didn't realize how much I do enjoy spending time with TT, and that's no disrespect to you, Anaya, and I know that this is shocking, and I know that it's heartbreaking to you, and I'm sorry that you even have to find out like this, and I know that nothing I'm saying is going to help the pain that I'm causing you to feel right now, but I truly just felt like the things that maybe we weren't connecting on, I just, for some reason, couldn't find the courage until I took a step back, and we did spend a couple days apart, and it kind of made me feel like the connection that I have with TT ended up feeling like it was more in alignment with what I really wanted. And again, it's no disrespect to you as a woman. I still think you're amazing. And I'm sorry that it had to happen. All the things. Obviously, in a perfect world, that's what we would have wanted for him to say. It still would have hurt. It still would have stung. But Anaya would have respected it and said, you know what? You're right. It does suck. All these different things. But this is where I think some people take it too far. You want to just keep riding the horse, knowing that something's wrong. And what adds insult to injury is saying things that you don't mean. Hello, Zach. Saying to Kata at night, love you. That's how you know a man's playing games. Listen, I think Zach does like Kata a little bit. You know, I think he does. And I love Kata, by the way. But joking around and saying, love you is lame. It's lame. Okay. Love you is not something you joke around saying. It's not really funny, okay? Because now we don't know. It's like I'm trying to say it without actually committing to it so that I just like don't look stupid. If you're going to be a man all the way. If you're going to be a man, be a man all the way. And I think KC was very avoidant. He felt like in order for me to stand 10 toes down on this, and again, this is how it's perceived, KC. This is what your edit looks like. I got to be like, I don't give a darn. I don't care. I don't care what anyone's feelings. Yeah, I gotta do this for me. That's the stance you had to take. That to me is weak. I gotta be so angry and so 10 toes down so it doesn't look like, so that I can really carry on with this decision. No, you don't. You could have approached it with humility and been whatever. And then you have TT stepping in after knowing this man for 72 hours. I mean, geez, I know that the show is curated to make you feel closer to people. You have no cell phone, you have no anything. Your only concern and care is what is manufactured in front of you. But I do think it was very tasteless and off-putting when she spoke to Trinity and she brought the Bad Girls Club to Love Island. She said, which is now memeable, I'm TT, you a little girl. And in fact, TT, I'm here to tell you, you are a little girl. The way that you acted and responded was little girl-ish. That's just the truth, okay? But it was a good meme, so thank you for that, TT, aka Tiara, I believe her name is. But it was just tasteless. It was just gross, honestly. The way that she came defending a man she met for 72 hours, not really knowing what the actual inner experience was like. These types of women go wrong. You want to ride and die. You want to ride till the wheels fall off with men that probably will end up betraying you because integrity is everything and it's a character trait. That's why it does matter the way that Corbin spoke about Kenzie as soon as she left. Here Parmita is going around, but I just feel like, you know, that's how men are and that's what... Just adding context here, if it's a little animated, that's just my personality. But Parmita, you're saying this and you're telling Corbin, you better not play with me. You better not. But history shows it doesn't matter that he's into you now because as soon as he finally moves to Miami and he sees what's out there and he gets a taste of the fame that he's going to get from this show, I'll see you on the other side, girl. You got to watch it because every woman, it was giving very much, he's like that with her, but he's not going to be like that with me. You cannot have that mentality, right? Different people bring out different sides of people. I'm privy to that. But you don't want to be that girl that has that stance of, oh yeah, he's just like that with her, but wait till he gets with me. Because like I said, he was really acting like he liked Kenzie. It kind of shocked a lot of us. He was really acting like he liked her. Again, lesson for him. You do not need to shame the woman you were with before just because you found someone that you find more attractive and that you connect with more. Where Corbin went wrong was not the fact that he coupled up with Parmita. Where he went wrong was the fact that he had to shame Kenzie in order to be in that couple. Yeah, I'm not even thinking about Kenzie anymore, bro. I'm not even thinking about her anymore, bro. Kenzie, yo, Kenzie out the window, bro.
Really?
Like, that's it. You were riding with her for so long. When you guys got separated and you got coupled with Melanie, you still went back to Kenzie. And again, it just goes to show it's really tricky how human psychology is. And to be honest with you, I just think it's because Corbin technically was not really attracted to anyone else in the villa like that. The same thing with KC. I think KC genuinely was nervous to go and try to spark a connection with Sol. I do think that he was like that. What I think is weird is that I feel like KC was putting on a personality once again to be what Anaya wants. He was trying to pour into her, he kept saying, pouring into her, almost like, okay, I think this is the archetype of the man that I think that she wants and should deserve. So like, let me just become that archetype. The issue with that is we start to associate that with your personality. So when you blindside us with who you really are, it seems like we didn't know you. But you feel like you want to stand 10 toes down because you're like, yo, this is me. And we're like, no, it was not. That is not the man that I saw for the past 3 weeks. But that's because the man that you saw for the past 3 weeks was not who he actually is. Am I making sense? So with that being said, we have to realize that sometimes men take it a little bit too far and it can feel very blindsiding because all of a sudden you're like, wait, you were pouring into me, all these different things. Let's not also forget when KC said to Anaya, you know, you're a beautiful black queen and, you know, I just want to, you know, like, you know, I don't even remember him here, that she kind of reminds him of, you know, I don't know if he said she reminds him of someone. But he was definitely saying at one point, talking about black queens and black this and especially being a dark skinned woman, it's very important to, you know, have that representation and feeling poured into, something of that nature, guys. I am paraphrasing, like I really legitimately am. Regardless, needless to say, it's funny because as soon as Sol came into the villa, all of a sudden, he was talking about immediately how Sol looks just like his ex, but with a pixie cut. Not that you're not allowed to have that happen here. That's not what I'm saying. But the point is like the fact that you made it seem like, oh yeah, like Anaya's definitely like your vibe. But then Sol comes and you're like, I'm not even gonna lie, bro. She looks just like my ex. Are you, so were you serious with the, yes, two things can be true. Hello, right? That's intelligence. It just seemed like the timing was interesting to me, at least the way that the show is edited. Am I making sense? I need you guys to sound off in the comment sections because I really want to discuss this with you guys. What is all happening and what your opinions are about him. Does anyone remember him making that comment? Because I know he definitely made a comment to allude to her being a beautiful black woman, all the different things, which that is a fact. She is beautiful, okay? And then the next thing you know, he was talking about how Sol looks just like his ex. I don't know if it's just my own interpretation and I could be wrong, but I felt like he was almost insinuating like Anaya was more his type. He loves like, you know, darker skinned black woman to some degree. That's how I perceived it. Again, you know, you can have multiple types, so that's not the issue. It's just the way that the edit came across. It looked odd that that's what we felt like you were going for. So Anaya fit the bill. But then as soon as Sol came, you were like, oh, that looks just like my ex. It just felt a little bit incongruent. Okay. Regardless, it just furthermore proves the fact that this is why I kept saying, I feel like I don't know KC. I feel like I don't know KC, right? And KC was thinking in his head the entire time, silent killer. Okay. Okay. When am I going to get the chance to really like, you know, while out like I want to. He was willing to go as far as he possibly could, seeming like the sacrificial lamb and the really good guy that just like really likes Anaya. Do I think that he cares for Anaya? Yeah, I do. Human to human, because I think Anaya is such a great woman and she's very understanding. Anaya has said multiple times, if you want to go explore, I'm not trying to hold you back from any of your connections. Would she probably be a little bit irritated and upset? Probably, but at least the truth would be out where she gave him permission and she can move how she wants to move. But it's the fact that when she gave him the window, he would turn around and make it seem like, no, that's not what he wanted to do. Then the second he's fully not with her, he wants to come back. Yeah, this decision was not for Anaya, it was for me. Bro, come on. You could have definitely worded that better. There was a way to say it. Just like with Corbin, yes, Kenzie is with Dylan, but you didn't have to dog her out in order to be with Parmita. It doesn't make any sense. So their relationship, of course, made me think about attachment styles. An anxious attachment style is going to look like, please don't leave me. But an avoidant attachment style often says, please do not need me. I feel like in a way, KC is avoidant because it's taking him a long time, considering the show's timing of things, to just have that uncomfortable conversation. Anaya even went up to TT, little girl, and said, like, girl, it's my, like, upsetness, my anger is not even towards you. And I respect that because she understands that TT is coming into the house, and out of respect, she does need to help make TT feel more comfortable, whatever the case is. Because, I mean, I don't think TT would have done it if I'm really going to keep it a buck with you. So sometimes it's also funny to see the passiveness in, like, people's behaviors. Oh, no, girl. Oh, my gosh. Like, no, I would never. And it's like, TT, stop. Like, you only changed and switched up your energy respectfully because of the fact that Anaya genuinely came to you as the mature woman that she is. And, I mean, I think it's obvious whose side I technically am on because I do not tolerate unnecessary disrespect. And for her to say, yeah, girl, it should never be that. It should never be all that over a man. Really, TT? Did you learn your lesson that fast? Do you feel silly for your behavior? You know? Like, I don't feel like I have to run it back. I don't recall you apologizing and saying, you know what, girl, I'm not gonna lie. I was just feeling heated in the moment. I should have just shut my mouth because I was really new. And I don't know. I felt like awkward because everyone was coming at me and I kind of just jumped to like his defense. But girl, it shouldn't have been all that. Even that, I would have been like, cool, because you acknowledged everything. Girl, we're good. Like, water under the bridge, like truly. But I feel like she was just like, girl, it shouldn't have, it is, especially over a man. What do you mean, especially over a man, TT? You're the one that went crazy over a man. You're the reason why half the argument started, because you chimed in, okay? TT, little girl, hello. Like, that's why, okay, next subject. So because of that, that's where we ended up being, right? But like I said, discussing attachment styles, I believe that KC is a little bit avoidant. A secure attachment style says we can work through this. Now, here is what I don't like. People online love diagnosing everyone, right? They do. I just did it just now, right? Where I do feel like he's a little bit of an avoidant, but maybe he's not. I do not know KC. I do not know any of these people. I'm making a guess just as good as anyone else on the internet. We do not know these people in any capacity, right? But at the end of the day, attachment styles do explain behavior. And given these people's edits, this is currently what it looks like. It does not excuse your behavior, but being an anxious person, let's say, does not give you the permission to control someone. Being an avoidant person does not give you the permission to emotionally disappear from a dynamic, because at some point, healing becomes your responsibility. And I, even in the challenge that they were doing when Meg Thee Stallion came, when they were doing that challenge, I noticed KC, to me, it was significant. I'm sorry that, actually I'm not, but it was significant that when the girls were aiming for him for the cream challenge, he kept turning around. It, to me, it was almost symbolic of the fact that, like, he just has too much ego. He can't just eat it. Even Corbin was next to him like, bro, just take it. Take it, bro. Take it. Take it. That's what Corbin was saying. Corbin was saying that. But KC had to be like turning his head all every which way. And they were like, why are you turning? Just take it. You're the one that did it. You created this environment. That's what you did. You could have gone about it in a different way. But instead of standing on your own 10 toes and saying, you know what? Listen, I'm sorry for how this is coming across, and I know that it's heartbreaking, and it's honestly not fair that I came up with this realization. To be honest, I'll own it. I was playing up someone, honestly hoping that I would catch up to the feelings that I was trying to align myself with, and I just couldn't. And it wasn't until I went into Casa Amor that I realized that, man, I was putting on a facade. And there's a part of me, no throw off against you in any capacity, that kind of felt good. Just knowing like, dang, like I connected with her. She chose me and I didn't have to whatever. And you know how much it broke my heart, guys, to watch? You saw when Anaya goes, I picked you. I picked you in this challenge. I picked you in that challenge. I'm picking you now. And you did not pick me. Like, I don't know. That was just so emotional because you can see, like, you can feel like the genuine heartbreak of like, you're like all of a sudden running it back to, yeah, but she didn't pick me, bro. She didn't pick me. Be a man, Casey, and shut up. Be a man and shut up. Since when is it women's jobs to pick men? If you really think about it. Okay, the egg does not chase the sperm. Grow up. So you're butthurt from day one because Anaya didn't pick you. And all of a sudden that's coming up as a wound. And that's your take on why you chose TT. No, you chose TT period because you are genuinely more attracted to TT. That's okay. That's okay. You can't help that. You are attracted to TT because she's more familiar to you. She reminds you of your cousins and things like that. Okay. You cannot help that. But don't turn it into, you know what, bro, and yeah, you know, technically she didn't even pick me. Like, everything is kind of rooted in ego. It's like, okay, she might not have picked you, but then you turn around, you didn't pick her either. None of you picked each other, if you remember when you had to do that whole open door challenge. So why are we putting the blame on Anaya? Like, you didn't pick me. No, yeah, nobody picked you, Casey. Yeah, nobody picked you, period. You didn't pick Anaya. You weren't behind Anaya's door. You guys became a couple by default, because there was also no one behind Anaya's door as well. You forgot that part? So don't try to blame her, all right? What people get wrong about love, all right, is I guess one of the biggest lies that we've been sold is that love should feel intense all the time. Butterflies, chaos, highs, lows, drama, passion. But healthy love is actually kind of boring sometimes. And I don't mean boring in a bad way. I mean peaceful, okay? Peaceful. Predictable, consistent. Some people mistake consistency for lack of chemistry because they're addicted to the emotional roller coasters. So if your nervous system only recognizes chaos, peace is gonna feel very unfamiliar to you. And another thing, everyone suddenly becomes the relationship expert, of course, when Love Island is on, which is why I'm trying to be careful about how I'm going about it. And I keep on giving myself the disclaimer of at least that's how the edit looks, because we are watching edited footage. We do not know these people, and we may be we are seeing an hour out of a 24-hour, you know, filming session from these people. And imagine someone editing your relationship and your worst argument becoming your entire personality. That's basically what happens. So I'm open to giving these people grace, but for context here, being that it's public information, it's on the internet, all of us are viewing it for our own consumption, and we saw it, it allows us to have a public opinion, okay? It invites public opinion. So I think it's fun to analyze their behavior, but we also have to stay humble enough to admit that we do not know everything. And that also includes myself. I know a lot though. Don't get it twisted. But at the end of the day, you guys can let me know if you want me to do a full breakdown and dive into the rest of the characters. I just was so deeply moved by the Casey and Anaya situation in general, because I truly felt like, oh my goodness, like, it was so heartbreaking, that speech of, I picked you at the fire pit. I picked you for the love letter challenge. I'm picking you again and you did not pick me. That was so strong and loud because it's true. And now, just like I predicted, spoiler alert, Carl and Amora came back. So now we're really gonna see Sincere. If you are, first of all, Sincere is everything but sincere. The way that he even looked at Amora as soon as she popped out of that cake, he looked like, crap, she looked good, but you know, I gotta play it. Like, he wasn't even like, darn, like, I'm really concerned for Amora being here. He was looking like, yo, I gotta figure out how I'm gonna explore all this. Like, I don't know, like, that's just what he gave. In the end, I am so happy for Anaya that Carl came back into the villa. That's another thing I wanted to talk about. Anaya. Carl picked you and you did not pick him. KC never picked you. It was passive. And I feel like KC was trying to project that passivity onto you. He felt unsure about the connection because he was unsure about the connection. Do you understand? Carl came in gunning for you. I want you. And you said, I'm going to gun for KC, who always has made me feel like I kind of really don't know what's going on with him. You didn't even take the risk. At best, or at worst, you could have gotten in a couple with Carl and still explored your connection with KC and explained to KC why you also wanted to explore a connection with Carl, not eliminate Carl completely. Because now here we are where you went against your gut. You said you went with your gut. No, you went against your gut. You thought your loyalty was going to pay off to a man who was never truly sure about you. That's what you thought. If you look back at the data, you've always expressed more confusion than certainty in regards to KC the entire season. And you still chose that unsafety as opposed to Carl, who came saying, I want you and I want to be with you. It broke my heart when Anaya was crying and Carl is looking at Anaya and he's mouthing, it's okay, Anaya, it's okay. Like trying to soothe her because that's how deeply connected he felt to her and how sure he was that he wanted her. And that's the thing. We as women have to also recognize that here you have a man that was, he's attractive. He's a great guy. All right. It's not like he's gross and horrible looking and you're like, girl, I just can't get into him, girl. He is just not it. Like, Carl's an attractive guy and he's nice and all the different things. He's kind. He's sure about you. And you still chose KC, who literally has only made you feel like you don't know where you two stand. I don't know, Anaya. What does that really say? And I know you felt it. You feel it now where you're like, oh my gosh, I really made a mistake. Why do I keep choosing the uncertainty, thinking that my loyalty one day is gonna pay off to men who are not loyal to me? You have to understand that that feeling that you're feeling is called red flag. It means go the other way. And we just like to be so self-sacrificing, thinking that there's an award on the other side. There's no reward for being so sacrificial like that. Absolutely none. Especially when someone is making you question your position in their life for so long. So we have to realize if we are saying that we want something as women, we better not stop until we get that exact thing or very, very close to it. She straight up said, Carl is perfect. He's just great to me, but I'm just gonna risk it and choose KC. Not because KC is amazing to me and I know that he has strong feelings for me, but I think a part of Anaya, like I said, was hoping her loyalty would pay off. So what are my biggest takeaways? Number one, as we know, chemistry is not compatibility. And that's something that Sincere, who's everything but sincere, needs to learn, okay? He needs to change his name, okay? He's insincere, unsincere. Insincere, unsincere. He's insincere, okay? Anyone, like, again, let me know if you guys want me to do a deep dive on the rest of the characters. They're not characters. I'm sorry. People. Let me know if you want me to do a deep dive on them. Because Insincere is just, he is as ridiculous as it comes. He will explore every connection and then come back to Melanie like, no, what are you saying? I know that I want to be with you right now. I feel like, you know, like I had to explore that, you know, because I had to just see what was going on. But I just feel like, you know, I'm agreeing with you. Like, I feel like I just needed to get that out of my system so that I could know that I want to be with you. Melanie's right. Why do you have to go through the entire world to finally realize you like me? And that's why I feel like Melanie is like, she's always in these toxic dynamics. She said that since the beginning of the show. And here she is, she found it again. She dumped Corey to the side. She dumped Corey to the side and Corey was warning her about how Sincere was, but because Sincere and her were so good, but history has shown that anytime Sincere gets a chance, he's gonna take it. He's gonna take the pass, then come back and say, I'm sorry, as a Band-Aid, like Melanie said, so that he can get more time with you and then convince you that because he's currently here, that that should solidify you guys' foundation and make you stronger as a couple. Oh, so you have to cheat on me 1,200 times so that I can now know for sure I'm the woman you want to be with. You have to step out on me a million times for you to be like, oh no, it's definitely you. Why do you think I keep coming back? That's the manipulation right there. Sincere is everything but sincere, okay? And at least that's his edit. Now, you can have an insane attraction to someone and still be terrible together, Melanie and Sincere. Number two, love without emotional safety will never last. That's another reason why Sincere and Melanie, not a good couple, because there's no emotional safety there. And that's why even after getting him back, she still can't feel at rest. Same thing with Anaya and KC. there was technically no emotional safety. Their relationship was just like linear. It was just like a line. There were like really no peaks and valleys, like really, if I'm going to be honest. Now, feeling chosen is amazing. Yes, it is. But feeling emotionally safe is actually even better. Number three, conflict does not destroy relationships. Poor conflict resolution does. The healthiest couples aren't the ones who never argue. They are the ones who know how to repair after an argument. And lastly, pay attention to how someone makes you feel after conflict. Do you feel heard? Do you feel respected? Do you feel emotionally safe? All right. Or do you leave every conversation feeling more confused than before and feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't know if they're going to walk out on me, if they're going to break up with me, all the different things. Because confusion is not chemistry. So here's my hot take. Sometimes we're so busy asking, is this my person, that we forget to ask, am I becoming the kind of person who can sustain a healthy relationship? Because relationships do not just reveal compatibility, they reveal maturity, healing, emotional intelligence, communication, accountability. So angels, whether KC and Anaya make it or not is not the point, because they're not, he's with TT. The point is every relationship you observe can teach you something. Maybe it teaches you what you want. Maybe it teaches you what you will never tolerate again. Maybe it reminds you of a version of yourself that you already healed from. Whatever it is, we shouldn't just consume reality TV. Sometimes we should study it. And people reveal themselves under pressure only and always. And that's where the real lessons are. So if you guys have enjoyed today's episode, send it to your group chat, because I know that everybody has an opinion on Love Island right now. And I'd love for you guys to be a part of the conversation with me. So I want to know what your opinion is. Are you team KC? Are you team Anaya? Are you team Melanie, team Sincere? Or do you think we're all missing the big picture? As always, remember your worth, protect your peace. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.
'Mora Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.